USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of former federal prosecutors say President Trump would have likely faced obstruction of justice charges if he wasn't president of the United States. The Washington Post is reporting on a bipartisan statement signed by more than 370 former prosecutors that rebuts Attorney General Bill Barr's assertion that there was not sufficient evidence to establish that Trump committed a crime. The House Judiciary Committee is planning to vote tomorrow whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress. The Justice Department rejecting a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Robert Mueller. A subpoena also calling for all underlying evidence in the report. Police in Sri Lanka say everyone involved in the deadly Easter bombings is either dead or in custody now. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary, 21 years or older, ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't...
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
There's been a royal birth in England, but we still haven't seen what the new baby looks like.
Meghan Markle gives birth to a baby boy, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Prince Harry telling reporters,
"Still thinking about names, Alan. It's the baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it. For us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time, as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby."
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky. The child is the seventh in line to the British throne. President Trump is pardoning a former soldier who killed an Iraqi prisoner. Michael Behena was sentenced to 25 years in prison for killing an alleged al-Qaeda insurgent in 2008, apparently in retaliation for an IED attack on U.S. forces. President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen is now in a federal correctional facility in upstate New York, starting a 3-year sentence for tax evasion and lying to Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Iran is calling the United States' announcement of sending carriers and bombers to the Middle East psychological warfare. That's the language the nation's top security official is using today to describe National Security Advisor John Bolton's Sunday declaration. Bolton saying it was Washington's way of sending a strong message to the Iranian government. Iran claims Bolton and others are trying to exaggerate what they say are regularly scheduled deployments by the U.S. Navy for years. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a message for Russia.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was warning Russia against militarizing the Arctic region.
13,000 people have been killed due to Russia's ongoing aggressive action in Ukraine. And just because the Arctic is a place of wilderness does not mean it should become a place of lawlessness. It need not be the case.
The secretary speaking from Finland, where he's attending an Arctic Council conference.
That's USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting. A new report from the Pentagon just released a few days ago also says that China is trying to militarize the Arctic region. And Miami Air is giving $2,500 to all the passengers of a plane that skidded into a Florida river last week. There were more than 140 passengers and crew members on board. Nobody was seriously injured. Next time you're online, check us out there. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.